This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Follow the Money.
Alexander Spencer, subject 212.
Alexander Spencer does all sorts of stuff to make money at night. He's a karaoke DJ, but for the past decade, he's also been participating in research studies for money. He calls himself a professional guinea pig. Depending on what Spencer is asked to do, he makes anywhere from $20 to thousands of dollars.
That vein right here on the left side of my left arm has probably seen the most action and probably made me upwards of $10,000 over the year.
Spencer told us about his guinea pig life for our series, Patient Files.
The simplest studies I do are computer tests or smell tests, where they'll hold like some vials of liquid in front of your nose, one after another, and ask you what it smells like. And then it ranges all the way up to staying in a hospital for 17 days, having an IV in each arm. I've had biopsies on three or four different parts of my body. I've taken ketamine and, tripped my mind off for 2 hours. I've had cameras in my rectum while I watched it on a screen. You know, I've done all sorts of things. The time I ate a radioactive sandwich, and it was an egg and jelly sandwich, so I'm not even sure where the isotope was in the egg or the jelly, in a kind of dank old basement that looked like it hadn't been rebuilt since the 70s. They actually had me put on gloves to handle the sandwich, which was an odd thing to me because if I'm putting it into my stomach, then shouldn't that be the least of my worries, getting some on my hands or my mouth? But they had me eat the sandwich, and then they had me swallow a mechanical pill, which was clear and had all sorts of microchips and gears in it. And they had me swallow that, and they had me stand up. And as I did, I looked on a little screen to the side, and it was just like Total Recall, where you could see inside the body as it moved around. And so I could see inside my guts. I think right here, I've got a consent form. And you can see it's a pretty long, complex title. It shows you page after page of info of what they will be doing to you in the study, what tests they'll be doing, the name of the drugs you're taking, and all the possible side effects. High blood pressure, headache, excess hair growth, increase in the size of gums, chest pain, leg cramps, infection of the face, difficulty sleeping, tremors, abnormal number of white blood cells that fight infection,
type of cancer that affects immune cells,
elevation of liver enzymes, and hearing loss. They explain all the risks ahead of time. They explain, especially with anything like CAT scans that involves radiation, how much radiation you're getting, what it's akin to. They usually say it's similar to the amount of radiation you'd get from an international flight, is usually the term they use to kind of calm your fears. They say basically, as long as you don't get a bunch of x-rays and a CAT scan and eat a radioactive sandwich, you're probably fine.
That was Alex Spencer. He makes a living volunteering to be a subject in scientific studies and clinical trials. Alex Stern produced this piece. And all of this brings up a big question. Should we pay people to eat radioactive egg sandwiches with jelly? It sounds like a really weird combination. But seriously, is this shaky ground, ethically speaking?
Research is about money in many respects. It's about finding products that can be sold. It's about, you know, people making careers. And so to me, to say, you know, to the participant, there's no money, but in every other aspect of research, there is money, doesn't seem to make too much sense.
Christine Grady is in favor of paying research subjects. She's the chief of the Department of Bioethics at the National Institutes of Health. But she told me that this issue is a little uncomfortable in the science community. I mean, if somebody offered you $500 to swallow a pill, your judgment might be slightly clouded, right? But Grady says that is not really a problem.
The studies that have looked at this suggest that people who are agreeing to participate because they're interested in the money actually scrutinize the risks maybe better than those who participate for other reasons.
For the most part, it's standard practice to pay healthy research subjects, but people who are sick, hoping to get better, typically are not paid other than for travel expenses. Beyond that, there's surprisingly little guidance. Even though research itself is heavily regulated, studies are scrutinized by review boards, you have to gain approval, but there isn't much standard when it comes to paying subjects. Grady looked at policies at different research institutions.
The amount of data that are available to show both how people are paid, how often people are paid, how much people are paid, how investigators figure out the amount, and how it affects behavior, if it does, there's just so little data on that. It's striking, actually.
Christine Grady is an ethicist at the National Institutes of Health.